You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. Our expert guests help you to understand coronavirus disease 2019 and how you can manage your health, well-being, and financial security during this time.
Hi, my name is Cassie Chambers. I'm the Operations Director at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. It's so important to focus on our mental health during lockdown and dealing with COVID-19. Our mental health is incredibly important, and especially our mental wellness during this time. And what I really wanted to share to help us to manage this is some really tips and tools and practical ways that we can look after our mental health and manage our anxiety and stress during this very difficult period. The first and foremost is to maintain a daily routine as much as possible, especially in our new normal. Whether our routines have changed, where we're now working from home or we're looking after families, or perhaps we're even doing lockdown by ourselves, it's important that we find a routine that works. Getting up, getting dressed, making our bed, having breakfast, finding things that you can do every day to keep busy and keeping active. It even helps to create a to-do list where you can actually make a list of things that you're wanting to do and achieve throughout the day and marking it off so you can actually see that you're being productive. It can be very easy to slip into that routine of just chilling and relaxing nonstop, and the days blur into each other and you're watching endless TV. It's really important to find a balance. And even during this time, taking on some kind of physical activity is really important. Whether you have a garden and you've got the luxury of going outside and walking in the garden or doing some exercise, you can also do some physical activity, whether it's spring cleaning your cupboards is an exercise in itself, doing some kind of exercise in your living room or your bedroom. There's so much that you can do that you don't need a traditional gym or a road to do running on. There's so much you can do at home. And the great thing is that there are so many apps and online videos and online tutorials and even just some exercise that you can try using things around the house. And that's really important to keep your body active and busy. A healthy body is a healthy mind. And that's something that we can take on and really challenge the way that we get physical and active during lockdown. Another tip is to reduce the amount of time that you or your family spend watching or listening to media coverage, really filtering what you're watching, what you're reading, what you're listening to. Don't have the radio or the news channel playing on in the background at home. There is such a thing as too much information. And unfortunately, all the news and the updates and all the articles that we're reading could fuel our anxiety. So it's really important that we make sure that you're filtering how much info you're getting and where you're getting it from. So use reliable sources, using places such as the CDC or even the coronavirus WhatsApp or website is really important. So you get the key up-to-date information and not what has been interpreted or even what we now know as fake news. It's really important. So choose particular times in the day that you want to check in and get your news updates, whether it be in the morning, lunchtime, and evening, but don't have it on all the time. Don't watch too much, read too much, because that unfortunately does fuel our anxiety. Again, with the situation that's going on and where there's new rules and guidelines and things we can't do, and it often feels like we're out of control, but it's really important that you allow yourself that time to feel anxious or overwhelmed and feel what you're feeling. We're not saying hide it or mask it, but then saying, okay, you feel like that. And now what can we do? And controlling what you can do. So making a list of things that you want to do during social isolation or lockdown, things that you haven't been able to achieve before this. It's really important to have that switch of positive things that you can do where you can feel productive, feel like you're trying new skills, and making sure that some of those skills even include stress reduction strategies or relaxation techniques. Have those bubble baths you haven't been able to have, or learn that new skill now that there's so many online courses available, or do that virtual tour of your favorite museum. There's so much resources available online that we can actually explore and tap into during this time. We have the luxury of time. So having a list, again, when you're feeling like you're down and you're in a funk and you don't know what to do or how to keep busy and you're feeling quite demotivated and bored, if you have a list that's up on your fridge or in your bedroom, you've got your go-to list of things that you can refer to, and that can be really helpful. And if you're out of ideas, ask friends, ask families for book recommendations, their favorite movies, their favorite songs. It's amazing the ideas that other people have, and it just also gives you motivation to try them too. Another tip is that if you are taking medication, it's really important that you speak to your healthcare professional or your pharmacist about getting your scripts and fulfilling your scripts during this time. There's all kinds of alternatives, such as home deliveries, having the scripts ready when you go to the pharmacy. It's more important that you stay on any of the medication that you were on before lockdown and make sure that you don't just stop because it's lockdown and you can't go out. If you are struggling to cope with the isolation and the quarantine, and it can often feel quite isolating, quite lonely, speak up and speak to someone. Whether you've created a WhatsApp group or a Facebook support group, have a group with friends or family. If you have a therapist, reach out to your therapist about alternative ways of getting your therapy or staying in touch, especially when your anxiety is spiked or your depression feels even lower than usual. You can also now do more video calls, finding ways that we can socially connect with people more than what we could before lockdown. So yes, we can't see them face to face, and normally South Africans are very social and we're used to going out and seeing people. Now we have to really change how we're connecting, and that could be through more online groups, chatting to people, doing those catch-up phone calls, and having time to really catch up and share information and connect. Whereas before lockdown, we were always busy and had to go off to the next thing. So that could be another positive or an advantage of lockdown, is that we get to do more family video calls, phoning friends, and staying connected as much as we can through technology. And there are all kinds of platforms available: FaceTime, WhatsApp, Facebook, Zoom, Hangouts, whatever platform works for you and easy to use, or just pick up the phone and speak to someone. But stay connected and share how you're feeling. If you are feeling overwhelmed, speak to someone. If you too know that someone is perhaps even doing lockdown by themselves, touch base, connect with them, drop them a message. Another key thing that you can also look at is muting how much time we're spending on social media, making sure that we're not being triggered by all the posts and the hashtags and getting lost in that spiral of social media. It's very easy to lose hours watching your feed and seeing what people are posting, but that's not good for our mental health. So even trying to reduce some of our screen time can be very useful. Thinking positively during a crisis is always easier said than done, and it's often the most stigmatizing thing you can say to someone who's feeling anxious. You know, just think positively, or, you know, just go do something and you'll feel better. It's not the case, but it's really important that we try to make sense of the situation that we're in. So using reliable sources, creating a go-to to-do list, and if you're not coping, is to speak to someone and to talk to someone about how you're feeling. The power of having a truly good connected conversation can really just lift our mood and also let us know that we're not alone. It's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to feel stressed, but there's so much that we can do to help ourselves cope. If you're wanting a list of things to do to reduce your stress or alleviate your anxiety, take some of these tips, but there are so many things that you can do, as relaxing or mindfulness or even meditation. There's videos online, podcasts you can listen to, movies that even lift your spirits. Having that go-to list of doing things that you enjoy that's good for you can really just help so much in alleviating how stressed and anxious you are. If you are able to even get some fresh air, whether you stand at your front door, whether you stick your head out of a window, whether you can go spend some time outside, getting some fresh air, getting out of the environment that sometimes the four walls that can make us feel even more anxious can really help us in coping. The most important thing is that you're not alone. You don't have to deal with this by yourself. There is so much help available. And if you're not sure, you can even pick up the phone to SADAG or visit our website at www.sadag.org, and we can help you more.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery. Stay informed, Stay healthy.